Howdy, folks. This is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Annabelle. Unfortunately, both Emma and Maggie are out sick today. We knew this about Emma yesterday, but Maggie woke up today and looked at me and went straight back to bed. So it looks like I'm the only one here today, which is a little bit unfortunate because I think it's normally a bit of a funny little morning thing from 6 to 7 a.m., but I don't know how funny I can be with just myself. We'll see. I'll probably be playing a little bit more music today than is normally on our show because I'm not sure that I can fill all 60 minutes with just me talking. And also, neither Maggie nor Emma sent me their songs of the week, which I would have played for them, but unfortunately they neglected to put me in the loop, which means that their songs are not getting played today. However, my songs will be getting played today, which is all I really want. And yeah, to intro our beginning song, or I guess my beginning song, which it is a little bit goofy. Maggie and I have been playing a lot of The Sims lately. Well, it's mostly Maggie. Maggie downloaded the new university update, and I don't know if she's listening, but I think her Sim might be studying more than she does. That's a lie. She does a lot of studying, but also her Sim studies a lot. She's about to graduate university, which is crazy because the update came out on the 15th, and it is currently the 19th, so her Sim has gone through 4 years of university in just a few days, which we're all very proud of her for. That's a quick turnaround time. So that's my premise to this song, my preface, sorry. It is all in Simlish. It's 2 minutes and 22 seconds. It's Hello Tomorrow by Elon Eshkari. I hope you enjoy, or if not, at least find it moderately amusing. So that was less Simlish than I initially anticipated. I did just pick a song at random off of the Sims 4 playlist, so I don't know what I was expecting there, but I did it. and it is what I played. I thought it was actually oddly pleasant. I might actually just listen to that when I'm studying, because that was great background music. I hope maybe you got a little bit of work done in those 2 minutes. And I also forgot to mention that the song I played before I came on was Rising Sand by the Coral Bones. I've been listening to it a lot lately. I think it's a great, also sort of background noise, but definitely more engaged listening. I'm not sure how to describe that. That's probably a weird way to describe that. However, I would like to move on to our normal segment, which is Slaps and Flaps of the Week, and I have a very special one. For the first time since I've been on Tufts campus, visited the Pax at Lox little takeout thing. It's a deli. It's the Jewish deli on campus. And I can't believe I hadn't visited it before, because I am Jewish and I should, like, know these things, right? So I went and I visited it on, I want to say, last Friday or last Thursday. And it was the best sandwich I've ever eaten. That's a huge exaggeration. It's probably the best sandwich I've had since I've been on Tufts campus. It is a chickpea salad sandwich. It's vegan, which I'm not, but that's always a plus for me, because vegan food has zero calories. So I fully enjoyed my chickpea sandwich. It was on a bagel, and I've just been told that I should imitate both Maggie and Emma when I talk, which maybe I will do. Actually, I can't, but I will tell you what I think they would like. Anyway, I really enjoyed this chickpea salad sandwich. I went and got it again yesterday after my recitation, and it was just as good. And I can't believe I've lived my life without it. And my flap for this week was a really poorly constructed egg roll. So it was this massive egg roll. It looked like it should have been crispy, but it wasn't. So it had like that nice brown texture that an egg roll should have, but it was like soft to the touch, which is disgusting. And the inside is normally like kimchi and vegetables and things that have been steamed and then put inside of this fried doughy thing. And it's really hard to mess up. But the vegetables on the inside, I think, were kimchi at one point, but something happened to them along the way where they're no longer the vegetable they initially started out as. They were truly disgusting. I took, I think, a few bites out of this. I believe Maggie got it as well, and we just couldn't eat it. Unfortunately, that day was also food scraping day, so I had to shamefully scrape almost all of this gigantic egg roll into this plastic bag so that they could weigh it to determine how much food waste Tufts has, which is really sad, and I felt really bad about it, but it's not my fault that they were so gross. Also, side note, I was on their Instagram story just very briefly in the background of another one of their posts and during the food scraping one, and I think you could see me with my plate of egg roll, which I think is comedic gold if I've ever heard it. And I'm going to say Emma's slap of the week is right after our last radio show, where she talked about square potatoes, square hash browns. They had them in the cafeteria. So we literally walked out of our radio show, walked into DeWick, and there were the square hash browns of her dreams. They're actually really good. They had them again yesterday for breakfast, and they were pretty good, I have to say. I don't know what Maggie's slaps and flaps of the week would be, but I think she would agree with me that the flap, the major flap, was that egg roll. So here again, we would segue to Maggie's song of the week, which I don't have because Maggie isn't here, and I don't know what she would want me to play. However, I will be playing a song that we both have on our playlists, so maybe this accounts for it. It's called Cytoplasm by The Doozers. It's pretty- pretty good. If I'm really feeling it, I might play another song because it's only 6:10 and I've already blown through one of our main segments that usually takes us until about 6:30. So we'll see how that goes. I hope you enjoy. This is Cytoplasm by The Doozers. Howdy folks, we're back. In case you missed my explanation, as my parents have, I am solo today because both Maggie and Emma are sick. Emma let us know last night, and Maggie woke up this morning and immediately went back to sleep because she has a headache. Poor girl. We are rooting for her. She is saying that her Excedrin kicked in, so hopefully she's feeling better. Maybe she can get a bit of work done before she has her studio classes. We will see. Also, that was Cytoplasm by The Doozers. I don't know what Maggie would have wanted to play, but I know she likes that song at least a little bit. And I have to read a PSA for y'all, but I haven't picked out which one I'm going to do yet. So I'm just going to talk while I flip through. I believe we've done Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera. Also, in case you don't know, we have this giant book of PSAs. It's in this yellowed, used to be white binder, and all of these look super old, so they're all a little bit weird, a little bit strange. And normally Emma would read this in an accent, but I cannot do an accent. There's nothing I could do. I think we should do an honest one, a good one, a don't drink and drive PSA. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never ever think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that was a bit of a downer. That was more of a downer than I anticipated. And normally here, we'd play Emma's Song of the Week, but I think I'm going to talk a little bit more because it's only 6:16 and we would typically still be on our regular Slaps and Flaps segment, which I cannot fill the time for because I took my 10 minutes of that time and I have no more to say about the food here. Except, oh wait, I do have one more thing to say about the food here. The SMFA Cafe is getting lower and lower marks with every time I visit. I can no longer eat there. I think I'm going to have to start packing my lunch. I think I'm going to have to, like, get food the day before, so that would be today, from some other place and bring it in. I think I might be getting a sandwich from PAX at Lox today, and there's a hack where you can go to PAX and get also food from Duick. That was phrased poorly, I'm sorry. You can get food from PAX, and then if you go within 15 minutes to Duick, you can swipe in there as well, and then you can save your sandwich for later. Hannah told me about this, which I appreciate, and I've been told to also say in honor of their absence, if Maggie, Emma, and I were stuck on a desert island, who would die first, which is really sad. I think probably me, because I'm not as resourceful. And then I think Maggie would probably make it to the end. I think Emma would probably do something stupid and end up getting herself killed. Also, I'm not sure what else to say. So with that, I'm going to play a song that I know Emma likes. I'm not sure if it's her favorite song, but it is a song. It's called First Love / Late Spring by Mitski. I think we might have played it on the show before. If not, we've played it when we subbed, but it's a really sweet song. It's a little bit long. Again, I'm sorry for reading that really sad PSA. I didn't really think that through, but drunk driving is a really serious issue, and I should have picked the one about dangerous ladders living in your homes, because that one is a bit more amusing. And I believe Maggie has tuned in now, so because she says that she's honored that she would make it the longest. You know, anyone can call in at any time. If you would like to join me on the air, you can call me at 855-915-WMFO. It's also on the website. You can just hit call now. I'm going to figure out if I can answer the phones. If you don't want to call in, you don't have to. I'm not going to force you to. But it is 6:19. I'm still by myself on the air, and I don't know how to fill the time. But let's hear First Love / Late Spring by Mitski.
Where you sleep.
Howdy, folks. We're back. Apparently, the phones are not working, which is a little bit sad because I did want to talk to my mom on air. So, it's a little bit disappointing. That was First Love / Late Spring by Mitski or Mitski. I'm not really sure how to say that, and I need to log that, but I will do that later. And our third segment of our show is always This Week in Our Dual Degree Lives, which is always just about art and school and how we're managing. So I've also been given a suggestion to talk about relatable tough things, which I believe fits into this section quite nicely. This week in our dual degree lives, in my dual degree life actually, I haven't done a whole lot. I just started my final in oil painting, which is we paint three to four pieces about a certain topic. We kind of go around a certain idea. And at first I really didn't know what I was going to do, but eventually I settled on painting something that I'm pretty familiar with, which is the American landscape, which is basically what I did for my concentration in AP art, which is a little bit boring, I'm sorry, but I really like painting what I want to, and it makes me like oil painting a little bit more. So I got to paint some cool things, and I'm getting to paint some cool things. I'm focusing on food deserts, which is pretty interesting and pretty fun. What has Emma been up to? Let me see. Emma has been working on her projects as usual on Unity, and I think she likes it a little bit more. And Maggie has been weaving this really cool thing for the past few weeks where it's like a sky, and she's just started macrameing it. So it's this cloudy sky, it's got a sun in it, it has I think three different colors of yarn, and she's macrameing the bottom of it for her class, and I think it's the coolest thing ever, and I want to hang it up in our dorm room because I think it would make great decorations, and I really enjoy it. I think things are going well. And also in our dual degree lives, we got to register for classes last week, last Thursday, and it was pretty cool because I got into animation, which is the only thing I wanted to do since I got here, because I didn't have an animation we had an animation class in my high school, which was fun, but I didn't really learn to the depth that I would like to, and now I get to. And let me see, I have a from Hannah. She sends a list of discussion ideas. The first one is, what do I think of the word quirky? I think it's a great word. I think it describes all of the kids at Tufts, especially. That's our main adjective, I believe, which is pretty fun. The second is registration, which is, I know, a hassle for all of you regular arts and sciences kids, but as I was previously talking about, it's pretty easy for us dual degree kids because we get to register before everyone else. So all of the classes are pretty much open whenever we want to register. I did have a quick problem with my economics class. I really wanted to take it next semester. However, I don't think I'm going to because the professor is apparently the worst. And so I rearranged my entire schedule. Now I'm taking Spanish again, which is pretty exciting. And I'm getting bad reviews on my talking. Registration is the worst. It's so bad. Sorry. I don't know how to do this. I also realized that I think the line is busy because for some reason it's not showing up on our dashboard, or I don't know what it's called, but it's this large platform and there are lots of buttons on it, but there is a line that you can call that isn't the one on the website. It's 781-391-3431, and if you really want to call, you can also just call my phone and I can put you on the air, which could be fun, or also maybe a little bit chaotic, We'll see. Anyway, so registration has been going well for me. I know it doesn't for most of the arts and science kids because they get last pick and all the classes are taken. And I'm sorry about that. It's a real hassle, but I think registration is today for most of y'all, which is exciting. And our third is uphill versus downhill as a concept and the problem it causes friendships. The problem it causes, and then second idea is friendships were lost over this. And it's the worst. And I think uphill versus downhill is one of the biggest problems that plague society as of late. It's a 10-minute walk. And I'm getting a caller. It's my mom. And I'm going to put her on the air. You just can't swear or talk about alcohol or anything. So, hello. I believe you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's your mom.
Yes, I know. Hello.
And your dad.
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Yeah?
We're enjoying your show, as always.
I'm glad. I'm sorry I'm not as funny as Emma and Maggie are, but I'm just talking about my life. I'm trying.
Yeah, it's too bad you have to be on by yourself and fill all the airtime.
I know. It's too much time.
That's got to be so hard.
It is. I'm not used to talking this much just to myself because that's not a thing that normal people do.
That's right. Well, people on the radio do it.
People on the radio do it. I think, I mean, like WXRT back home has those essays that, what's his name writes?
Yeah, Lynn's Bin.
Yeah, Lynn's Bin. So if I had a little bit more prep time, I might have written myself a little Lynn's Bin. I mean, I could read you guys my place paper for environmental studies, but I don't know how much that would be engaging. So I would have written like a good philosophical rambling, but alas.
You could also play more music. That's also something.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I was thinking of doing.
I'm nudging your dad now.
Telling you to stop talking. Yes. He wants to get a word in.
Well, you've got plenty of time.
Go ahead then.
Yeah.
All right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, we had some slaps and flaps for the week.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to hear them.
I'd love to.
We're happy to hang up and for you to get on with the show, because really, maybe calling was not a great idea.
For anyway, context, it's 5:30 where they are, so they're probably a little bit tired. And this is very funny, but I would like to hear slaps and flaps. It's 6:30. We've got time to film. I'd like to hear what you have to say. I hope other people also would like to hear what they have to say, what you guys have to say.
I don't know. Feel free to cut me off at any time. You can even say it's a bad connection. It doesn't matter.
No, let's hear them.
Okay. So maybe should we just do our flap? Wait. Is the flap the bad one?
Yeah.
The flap is the bad one.
Okay, so the flap, I'm just going to do the flap, and then you can continue with your show, because I don't want to hog up your time.
Okay,
so we went to Wisconsin this weekend because Philip was gone. So we, you know, we decided that we were going to live it up and go to Wisconsin for 24 hours. So
that's really fun.
So on our way home, as you know, if you're in Wisconsin, you have to get, you know, some frozen custard.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of going to Culver's, which, as you know, is a family favorite.
You didn't go to Culver's?
We didn't go to Culver's. We decided to go to Cops.
Well,
remember Cops?
Let me say why we didn't go to Culver's. They're all over, like, our neighborhood now.
Okay. So, anyway. So, Cops was a special trip. Right. So, we pull in, and the setup is very odd. I mean, do you remember going?
Me?
Yeah. Do you remember going?
I don't think I've ever been to somewhere named Cops in my life.
Yes, you have. You have. Remember when we went to Oktoberfest? And, like, after Oktoberfest, we went to this. Anyway, it's frozen custard. It's only, I think it's only in Milwaukee. Anyway,
I've literally never heard of this place.
Okay.
You're filling airtime. Keep talking.
No, this is great. You're very funny. So.
So. We get in there and it's, I don't know. I didn't even remember what the setup was like inside, but it's really bizarre. And it's just a counter, and there are different lines for different things. So, like, if you're going to order, like, a hamburger and, you know, actual food, you go to one line, and then there was a line that just said, like, cones. So I just
and it's basically just like an empty space where you stand, and it has a concrete floor and just a few like tiny tables. So it's kind of like a real.
I didn't even see a table. I think if they were tables, they were
like a table where you stand.
Right.
That's sketchy. Right,
yeah.
Anyway, so we go to the line that just says the cones, and they only had like three flavors. It was so upsetting.
I'm so sorry.
Because, you know, if we'd gone to Culver's, we could, the world is your oyster there. You know, you could get anything with all these mix-ins and, you know, how great it can be.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they only had three flavors to choose from. One was wedding cake.
That's gross.
I know.
That's really gross. Why not just birthday cake, like a normal flavor?
Anyway, I didn't even ask for the description. Okay. I immediately crossed that one off. The other one was Mr. Fudgy. Wasn't that the name?
That's what I had. And you know, I
sounded good.
Let me talk about it. It wasn't actually a flap. It was pretty okay. I wouldn't say it was a slap. It didn't quite make
so,
it a slap.
On our sliding scale of ambiguous, you would put it at like a 3, maybe?
3 out of what?
It's ambiguous. You can make it whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's good. I like that. Okay. So,
thanks for the approval.
Yeah. So I could say 10,000 and it would still be...
No, but that's like a positive number. So you gotta pick like a negative sounding number, but like not that bad. So that's why I picked 3.
Okay, but it has to be a real number. It can't be an imaginary number.
It could be. You could pick whatever you wanted as long as it accurately conveyed the feeling of your food.
All right. Well, 3 sounds good.
Okay.
So,
but you have to agree, Mr. Fudgy sounds like a good name,
yeah,
right?
It sounds good.
Here's what it was. It was so
wrong.
It was vanilla. No. It was vanilla custard.
No, it was mint.
Oh yeah, mint custard.
Wait, what?
It was mint custard. I was gonna say vanilla custard with mint, but I guess it was mint custard. And then it had Oreos and it had fudge in it.
That's like what I get every Sunday whenever there's mint ice cream. I get myself that.
It wasn't bad.
No.
It was ambiguous. Okay. and now the flap. Go ahead.
Okay. So so I just got plain old chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And it was okay. But the really sad part was that I didn't get the waffle cone.
Oh no.
I know.
Oh, you love waffle cones.
I know, that was a mistake. And I'll send you a picture of it, because I actually took a picture of the two ice cream cones.
Oh my god, of course you did.
They really loaded them up, and it really required the waffle cone.
They were huge, and they were just sitting on those little cake cones.
Oh, it was sad.
So it was kind of humorous.
It was sad.
Yeah.
And then we just had to try to eat them as quickly as we could so that we wouldn't have to stand in that space.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very
anyway,
fair.
So we've taken up enough of your time. So
no, that was great. I love having people to talk with. It makes it funnier, and I think you guys are plenty funny. So,
I don't know if anybody else would agree with that. But.
Well, we'll see. We'll get the audience reviews back via texting.
How many people are listening?
Oh, let me check right now. Online, there's 11 people listening. So I think that's just like my friends and also Maggie's friends. And Maggie's mom is listening.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hi in London.
Yes. So I think a lot of the people are just people we know. So I think they'll find it funny. I'm not sure who's listening to this who isn't a friend or family of us, but I found you plenty funny. I found you funnier than just me being by myself, so...
All right, we'll bid you adieu.
Maybe somebody else will call in and talk to you.
All right, okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
We love you.
Oh,
okay.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was my lovely parents, and I do appreciate them calling in. I think it's very sweet of them. Let's see, what else is going on? I'll probably play another song, which is my song of the week, and then I'll maybe chat a little bit more, see if anyone else wants to call in. And my song has been one that I've been listening to on repeat for quite a while. It's by a really good artist who I really enjoy. It's a Coin, C-O-I-N, just all caps, and it's really good. I really like the song. It makes me thankful that I do have a family who listens to my radio show and calls in, because this one's a little bit capitalist, and you'll see why. You'll see why. This is Cemetery by Coin.
He was born the fall of 58, made a fortune selling real estate. Golden lions waited at the gate. He was lonely, but it all looked great.
We are back. I hope you enjoyed that song. I've been listening to it basically on repeat for the past few days. I don't know why, but it keeps getting stuck in my head, and I do appreciate it as a Gen Z who just really wants a job after they graduate college, which I think will happen, quite honestly. I think Gen Z kids are more likely to get jobs than millennials did right out of college. Especially since we're not entering a recession state, although we could be, who knows? And we've gotten positive reviews from my parents. They are, quote, your parents are adorable, and quote, my heart, they're so cute. I fully enjoyed their segment. So My Dear Parents, you are a success on my radio show. Perhaps we should make you a staple. Actually, I don't think we have time for that, because normally when we've got everyone, it takes quite a bit of time to get through all of our own segments. And as I was saying, as a Gen Z kid, I'm hoping that the economy works out in the next 5 years. Hopefully I'll get some good internships, good job, we'll see. But a meme that I've been asked to discuss is OK Boomer, which is kind of funny. I think it's good. I think it's quite relatable to the average Gen Z kid as myself, who has quite a few boomers in their life, especially as college professors. Although I guess a lot of them are Gen X, but it applies to them. My environmental studies teacher just this week, I guess last Thursday, was going through like technology and how necessary it was, or I guess unnecessary in her mind. And she says something about iPods and how she thinks we probably don't even know what they are anymore, as we are just so young. And I mean, who has an iPod? Who had an iPod? All we have are iPhones. And the only thing I wanted to say to her in that moment was, okay, boomer. But I did not, because I respect her, and I'm taking another class with her next semester. So I think that would be a little bit ridiculous. And I don't know. My thoughts on the meme are that it's positive. I think it allows self-expression amongst us kids and allows us to stop arguing for what we know older people won't listen to, because I think the reason the meme originated was because just because boomers refuse to listen to us, especially in regards to major social issues. Instead of trying to explain ourselves to them, we've just kind of shut them off, and that made them super angry, because they just want to argue their side even though it's wrong, and they know it's wrong. I'm sure they know it's wrong. So those are my thoughts. And my mom says that my brother, Philip, loves the phrase, okay, boomer, which makes a lot of sense. That's very within his character. I think it's a phrase that all Gen Z kids should start using, whether or not it's quite appropriate for the situation or whether or not the person they're addressing is a boomer. Who knows? Anyway, we're still doing freeform chat. If anyone wants to call in, slash my mom texts me, okay, boomer again. And if anyone wants to call in, you may. If not, I'm going to keep playing some more music because I have nothing more to say. I'm going to be playing Shoulder Mountain by Andrew Bird, which is another song that I've been listening to a lot. And I love Andrew Bird, as everyone who is my friend knows. He's my favorite. And I hope you enjoy.
Feeling uncomfortable, but it was cold outside. Figures huddling, smug and impenetrable. They have the backs to you, and the shoulders are forming a mountain range. They don't invite you in, though you are of their ilk and by no means. Be turning your back on your former self. It's a story of hypocrisy. Who once was poor is now a man of wealth. Will he be turning his back on his former self? Will he be turning his back? How do we know when a stranger's not a god in disguise? Who will follow your fields and make you bleed from your eyes? Swing far from the skies, oh, for God's sakes,
keeping you tall.
Shoulder Mountain by Andrew Bird, one of my favorite musicians. I have received another topic suggestion, which is what I'm looking forward to doing back home during Thanksgiving break, / what I'm looking forward to eating, which is great because that ties right back into our Slaps and Flaps segments. I'm super excited to eat everything back at home because I've missed fresh food, I've missed home-cooked food. The most home-cooked food I've had since I've been here is when I make myself scrambled eggs or fried eggs, or those are the only types of eggs I've made. And when I've made cookies here, or when my mom has brought me cookies from home, which is so darling. I do appreciate her very much. She's very cute. And I'm looking forward to especially eating Thanksgiving meal with my family and friends. We're doing it for the first time with another family, which we've been family friends with for a while, so it's not, like, weird. But we're doing it with another family. I'm excited to spend Thanksgiving with them, and I'm excited to eat some mashed potatoes. I'm excited to eat some green beans. I'm very excited to eat, oh my gosh, what else? My mom is thinking of making this carrot tart, which is maybe one of my favorite foods that is made. I don't even know. It's this delicious. So basically you take the dough that's in the puff pastry. There we go. You take puff pastry and then you put cheese on top of it. Like the, I think it's goat cheese or something, some good kind of cheese. And then you put roasted carrots on top of it, which is absolutely delicious. If your mouth isn't watering by now, you're gonna have to stop by and try some, because it's actually one of the best things. And I'm really excited to eat that. I'm excited to have some really good desserts and some more cookies, of course. I'm also excited to be back in Chicago, and hopefully I'll go downtown with some of my friends. And hopefully I'll see lots of people who I've missed dearly, especially my core group of friends who I feel like haven't seen in forever. It's just been a few months, but feels like a long time. So I'm very excited to go home for Thanksgiving. I've missed it a lot. Excited to see my parents, especially my dad, who couldn't make it for parents' weekend, so it's been a while. And I'm excited to see my cat, who is this adorable gray fluff ball named Kate, which is a person name, but I think it suits her quite aptly. And I think it's also fun to talk about her without telling people that she's a cat. because that leads to some great humor situations. So, especially back home, I would just say, oh, Kate knocked a bunch of stuff off of my dresser at 3 a.m. this morning. People are like, is Kate a person? Is Kate a cat? Is Kate a dog? Who knows? I do. She's a cat. And I think it's a great time. I am surprised at how well I've been able to carry this show, like, talking-wise. I thought I was going to play a lot more music than I did. It's already 6:54, so it's time to read the station ID again. This is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you guys have stayed listening. I'm so glad that you are hopefully enjoying the show. If not, I'm sorry, but we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming hopefully next week when both Maggie and Emma are not sick anymore. Hopefully I won't be sick either. We'll see. It is getting, I think the reason for the sickness is that it has been cold and rainy for about the past week, if not more, here at Tufts. We have not had a good clear day in quite a while. We've had good clear moments, but it hasn't lasted for more than, I'd like to say, half a day since fall really has ended. I say ended. It's still technically fall, but it feels like a gross in between fall and winter where the weather hasn't decided whether or not it's completely moved on to winter, but it's let go of fall. We're at a weird in-between stage. I read somewhere on the internet that November is like if you took October and December, but instead of adding them, you subtracted them, which is exactly how it feels like right now. No, it's ambiguous. The show's ambiguous. There's no clear timeline or dialogue, but right now feels very much like an in-between subtractive state, and it's awful. And I think that's why people are getting sick. It's because they don't know what's going on. The weather hates us all, and everything's getting very stressful because the semester is ending, and grades are coming out, and lots of papers are being due, and finals are coming up. But before all of that, we do have Thanksgiving, and that is one beaming, bright light of hope, which I'm very excited about. And yeah, it's been a good ride. Thank you guys for sticking by me during this hour. I think I'm going to play a few more songs and play us out until 7 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in again. This is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Girl by Jukebox the Ghost.
So you say you never been in love, that you don't even know what that means. You thought you did, but now that it's over, you think can't even be half of the real thing. But as time goes on and on, I can feel my heart growing colder and colder. But then I see your face in the crowd, I think I'm gonna be starting over. 'Cause when you meet someone new, it all just takes over you. Think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance, it's worth taking. With no one on our side. And as time goes on and on, I can feel my heart growing colder and colder. But then I see your face in the crowd, I think, how can it be starting over? 'Cause when you meet someone new, it all just takes over you. And you think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're
take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance. It's worth taking. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it. Girl, you're gonna save me, give me a chance. It's worth taking. You never really tried, and you think that you never really tried, and you think that you never really tried. Open your heart, open your mind. Girl, you're gonna take me back to a time when I loved and I meant it.